Well, moving to the EPA, this week the Trump administration declined to strengthen a regulation on soot emissions, despite advice from scientists at the Environmental Protection Agency who linked tiny particles in soot to respiratory illnesses, including COVID. It was a Harvard University study which found a link between those particles and adverse outcomes in COVID-19 patients. Andrew Wheeler, the head of the EPA and former lawyer for coal magnate Robert Murray and lobbyist against environmental regulation, who is now head of the EPA, made the announcement. Coral Davenport covers energy and the environment for the New York Times. Coral, start by telling us about what essentially is a new regulation, but it's a refusal to change the old one.
Right. So under the law, under the Clean Air Act, the EPA is required every 5 years to review the existing science on this particular pollutant. It's basically industrial soot. It's the most widespread pollutant in the U.S. and responsible for the most deaths. The regulation was last tightened in 2012 during the Obama administration. Since the last time it was tightened in 2012, there's been a huge amount of new science on the links between PM2.5 pollutant, this industrial soot, and respiratory diseases. The EPA's own scientists wrote in a report last year that if this regulation was tightened just by about 25%, it could save over 10,000 lives a year in the United States from respiratory illness. And that's before COVID-19. And then, as you said, this Harvard study came out earlier this year drawing links between exposure to this exact pollutant and higher rates of COVID-19. There was a lot of science, including the EPA's own scientists, concretely recommending that the EPA tighten this. And so the scientific and public health community was horrified that the Trump administration did not take this new science into account. And they did this five-year review, and they said our conclusion based on reviewing the science as we're supposed to is there is no need to further tighten the regulation on this pollutant.
Well, when Wheeler was asked by reporters in this announcement about the Harvard study, he said that it was published in April and the peer review wasn't completed until November, so it would have been inappropriate to consider it, was the reasoning that he gave. But as you said, there were thousands of people who, you know, in the public comment on this, scientists who had weighed in. When Andrew Wheeler, again, now EPA head, former lawyer and lobbyist for the coal industry, made this announcement, he was joined by the governor and lieutenant governor of West Virginia. They made no bones about the fact that this was a celebration, a victory for them and for the coal industry.
Absolutely. When the EPA administrator, whose job it is by mandate to protect public health, made this announcement, he was joined by the governor and the deputy attorney general of West Virginia. The deputy attorney general of West Virginia spoke as well, and he said this rule represents a big win for West Virginia coal. He said if they had tightened this rule, it would have been a huge blow to the coal industry, which is true. But pollution from coal-fired power plants is one of the biggest sources of this pollutant. And as you mentioned before, of course, Andrew Wheeler himself is a former lobbyist for a coal company.
Well, this is also part of the Trump administration rolling back much environmental regulation. But a new president is coming in. Is there a sense, and briefly, is there a sense then that he can overturn this or write a new regulation? His administration can?
Yes. This is one of the rules that will, I think, be fairly easy for a Biden administration to make a change on. The law says this regulation has to be reviewed and revised every 5 years, but it's at least every 5 years. So a new administration can come in and say, we're going to review and revise this right now, and decide to look at the existing science and go ahead and tighten this regulation. And of course, as you said, that Harvard study did only complete peer review in November, but a new administration could then go in and say, okay, we've got this study, it's peer reviewed, we're going to, you know, this is linked to COVID. And that would be a very strong scientific and thus legal case for tightening it pretty early on.
New York Times environmental reporter Coral Davenport, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.